This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man, we're back. It's been a nice little week off. Episode 59. Dude, that Sunday without football is kind of brutal, dude.
It is. It's like usually for me, it's like, okay, when the Super Bowl's over, it's like baseball season.
True.
Like
Daytona
500 feel the same.
I always see like the last lap. That's the only thing I watch. What about you? Ever check into Daytona?
I did check into a little bit just to see, but I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to just watch them go like around and around and around and around. It's like,
what about I know you watched all-star festivities, dude.
I'm not gonna lie, I probably watched a grand total of about 2 seconds of the all-star festivities, but I heard all that I needed to hear about the all-star festivities.
I'm gonna join the party too. It was the worst dunk contest I've ever seen. I think the guy missed 7 straight dunks, and then as a whole they went 7 of 28 on dunks, all the players that participated.
Yeah. I mean, get rid of it.
Actually,
you know what? That might be the only single thing to keep in the NBA All-Star weekend, because the three-point contest.
Yeah, I kind of like the three-point. You're not okay.
I honestly, you know what I watched the most of? I watched the most of the celebrity game. That just happened to be on. What's his name?
Miles Garrett had the best dunk all weekend, and it didn't even count. But
Machine Gun Kelly, that's your best move, dude. He's got terrible.
Does he got mid range or no?
Dude, white man can't jump. He has no mid range.
How did he get involved in All Star Weekend, dude? He did the opening song. He played.
Agents. It's like, dude, I need to stay relevant. Can you get me into something? Man. Yeah, we got a spot for you. It's the All-Star Celebrity Game. It's the Jock Jams Rockin' Jock Softball Game on MTV. You want to do it?
Like, sure, dude, sure. NBA, I think it was Saturday night. They got to do something. I don't know. The thing is, none of the stars do it. LeBron said he was going to do it one of the years. Obviously, he's not going to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. He's too old now, but he never did it. The other guys do. Do they have to put up more money for these guys to do it? They just don't want to do it. How come MJ did it? Kobe did it. All those stars back in the day did it. How come they don't do it now?
Money, bro. It's a different era of money, dude. Yeah. They know, especially LeBron right now, dude. If he gets hurt, it's over.
No, you're right.
You know what I mean? He's got to stay healthy, you know. He's got to stay
warm. The guy was dunking in Timberlands. That was one of the guy's dunks. I was like, dude.
Yeah, I did see the recap on that. I'm like, dude, okay. Whatever happened in the good old days where he's like jump from the free throw line,
I just
jump
over the Vince Carter days where he put his arm through the rim and said, it's a wrap, dude. That's
the reverse windmill.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. So if you keep doing the dunk guys, how many more, like, how can creative can you get going forward? I feel like it does suck for players going forward, you know, because like everything's been done.
You know what I think they got to do to make it, should do it almost like the Olympics, like high jump. Okay, everybody gets passed round one, raise the hoop half a foot. Now we're going to 10 and a half feet. Okay, the final round, you're at 11 feet or something.
Because all they do now is just jump over one of their teammates. Say, like, oh, exactly. Look, he just jumped over a guy. It's like, okay, we've seen that before.
Exactly. Oh, he changed shoes. He took off the PF Flyers to put on the Timberland. Okay, big deal. Like, what would you rather do? We want to play a game of dodgeball on the court?
I don't know. Like, Pro Bowl is kind of brutal too. So
exactly.
Yes, yeah, so I don't know.
Play dodgeball? I think
it's just something you got to do. I don't know. All-Star game was decent. LeBron hit the game winner. Curry hits, 16 threes?
But that was impressive. I'll give him that. But again, nobody's playing defense on him.
if you're not going to play defense on one of the best shooters of all time, he's going to make 16 threes.
Exactly. And then,
going with your boy LeBron, he kind of hijacked the All-Star weekend. I'm not surprised, right? He's in Cleveland, so he said there's 3 All-Stars in Cleveland. It's the two guys on Cavs, Jared Allen and Garland and myself. Which is on the Lakers now, but he called himself 3.
Here's the thing. I don't even can we get into this for a second? Because I have a lot to say. I have a lot to say on this whole LeBron, the Lakers situation. I want to get into my boy Chuck just completely choosing violence on Polenka.
Yeah.
The comments that he made.
Chuck, hey, at least Chuck keeps it real. So you got
Chuck keeps it real, and I'm with Chuck 100% on this one. You know what? Part of this problem is with the whole LeBron situation and the Lakers situation right now. It's just a big fat mess. There's so many different places we could start at.
Yeah.
Right now, LeBron's talking about, oh, I want to stay in the league until my son gets in the league. I want to play with my son. Dude,
is he even
good enough?
Yeah. I heard he's like the fourth best player on his team. That's what I'm hearing. I'm no NBA draft expert, but I've not heard like. So that's first of all, there goes all the pressure. You know, his pressure his son's gonna have. And he might need some years in college, you know, instead of just going straight to the NBA after high school. That's another thing. Or his dad's
gonna put so much pressure on him. He's gonna need years in a therapist's office down the road when he doesn't perform to what his dad did.
I know. So that's the start. So we don't even know if his son's gonna be. That's cool. I do want to see them play together. Cool. But that and then what else were you gonna say?
I mean, here's my thing. Okay, so he wants to play with his son. Knowing that, if I'm the Lakers right now, dude, I'd just be like, you know what, dude, here's the door. And this sounds crazy. He's like, oh my God, how could you let LeBron walk? How could you get rid of LeBron? It is the smartest financial move that we could possibly make right now is to let LeBron go and get rid of him.
Because, you're saying blow it up this offseason, right?
I would drop a grenade.
Yeah, if you think he's going to leave.
I'd let LeBron walk. The problem with AD is how many more years did he sign? He signed for 4 years. Well, here's the
thing. Do we build around? Years? Well, that's what I'm saying. So we build around AD, which is fine. But then, gosh, how many? What's he going to play? 30 games a year? You can't have
exactly. I would literally drop a grenade and I would go after Luka as hard as humanly possible. And the thing is with LeBron, dude, when LeBron left Cleveland the first time, he left them in shambles. He drained them of every draft pick they had just to build guys around him. Went to Miami. What'd he do there? The same exact thing. When he left Miami, he drained them of draft picks just so they could build around him. He's going to do the same thing right now in Los Angeles.
I know. I mean, look, we traded our whole core all because they wanted Westbrook. And AD, it's AD's fault too. He signed in on it. But they had Pelinka had the heel trade, which we've already talked about. It's all set up, but they wanted Westbrook. Now you see the reports now, even though now they're saying it's not true, but you know, it's going back and forth that Clutch Sports, which is they're saying that they're pissed that they didn't trade for Wall, that Pelinka didn't trade for Wall for the Westbrook thing.
Who's pulling the strings on? Is it Pelinka or is it LeBron? You know what I mean?
See, I don't know. There's been so much. And, dude,
this is the problem. Much too many about chefs Westbrook, in the kitchen.
Much was said about Westbrook. It's like, dude, I feel bad for the guy at this point. Look, everyone's like, the trade, not trade. Dude, I feel – it's like, dude, how did I get in this situation? He would have been fine on the Wizards doing triple-doubles every night, right?
You know what? You got in this situation because you don't – these players don't think it all the way through, dude. Sometimes I love being a fan because I can just see the train wreck. I can just stand back and watch the train wreck that's about to happen. We knew this wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Pelinka is the first person that should be shown the door, not Frank. I've said this before. Frank needs to stay. Pelinka, this just like Chuck said, dude, you're responsible for this.
Yeah, you're no matter if your players say, you're checks. Still the GM. Exactly, yeah. No matter is LeBron the GM or are you the GM?
Exactly.
You made the moves. So,
Yeah, LeBron, dude, you know what?
So on this
before point, Pelinka, you drain us, before you drain the Lakers of everything we have, that's why I'm saying I think you got LeBron Wall.
Pelinka stepped on this one and said, you know what? Why does it make sense for us to trade draft picks and get John Wall? It doesn't make sense. We're keeping Westbrook. And the reports are that AD and LeBron don't like that they didn't trade Westbrook. But who knows? It's all so many because different the question rumors.
Do you think he's trying to save those draft picks because he wants to trade those draft picks when it's time to go draft LeBron's son?
I don't know, man.
Do you think LeBron is in his ear about that right now?
I don't know, dude.
Even Winhurst say today, Winhurst is a freaking fanboy of LeBron. Yeah, yeah. He's got LeBron's everything. Dick what did in around say? His mouth. He's even asking the question, does it make sense basically for the Lakers right now to completely put their whole entire future on the line just to make LeBron happy right now?
He's averaging 30, but it's not like, hey, Father Time's still undefeated. So going forward, like if we got
to
blow
to me,
it
the
up,
answer is no. To me, the answer is no. Don't.
I know. Especially if he's saying he'll wherever his son goes, he's going to play. So I don't know. Let's get into the besides all that. Who knows? It's going to be second half of the season is going to be so much drama, probably, especially if we start losing. Dude. AD, we didn't do the pod, but AD's out for a month. Of course. What else is new? The good thing about him, at least he always comes back. At least it's not like a year-end season-ending. It's always like a month and he's back. But yeah, he'll come back
right before playoffs, and then exactly, yeah. If we make playoffs, that is.
Yeah. So here's the thing, I looked into the next dude. We don't play away from home until the 7th. Can we get on a little winning streak here or what?
That's
because we play the Clippers point. Yeah. On one of them. Do we have
Clippers at home? We're at San Antonio, the first road game. The only problem is we got the Clippers twice, and I said this last time. I said this a couple pods ago.
They always
Clippers step up. Are never they step up, dude. They want to beat us.
It's, I don't care if freaking what's the guy's name.
I don't care if
the I don't care who's the worst team throw in out the there. League. If they they're gonna want to, what is those guys? Olu Candy? Who else? That Chris Kame? I don't care if those guys are out there. Those guys will still beat us.
That's a name I haven't heard forever.
But no, I agree. But do you think we'd get like flirt with 500 after this homestand? Like if you're still
looking at this, I mean, it'd be nice to split that, especially we got Golden State to end it. I mean,
the only thing is though. Our AD's out for a month and he was playing amazing basketball. We already said Westbrook and LeBron together on the floor does not work. I don't know.
We did say that.
It's going to be.
But here's the crazy thing about sports, and this is why we love sports so much, dude. We have no idea what's going to happen. Look at poor Phoenix right now with Chris Paul, dude. I actually feel bad for the guy. I'm not a Chris Paul guy.
No,
I actually feel terrible for him.
The one guy who deserves a ring in the league of all time, mm-hmm. It's Chris Paul.
And this keeps happening to him, dude.
And then, dude, it's funny. He checked into the All-Star game. It was weird to see him. I was like, aren't you out for 8 weeks? And then
That's what I thought, too. And I was wait a minute. But, I mean, who knows? The Lakers could go on a run. I do think you are correct. We do start the second half of the season. This is maybe where we get the momentum, hopefully.
I guess just throw us the All-Star break drama aside and just play some basketball. But I don't know, man.
It's hard, dude. It's hard when you
play in La La Land. That win against the Jazz was good. The win against the Jazz was good, but
it's like, I mean, after all those losses, though, we're still we've been 2.5 up on Portland. We haven't, it's been 2.5 this whole entire time. So luckily, when we lose,
We're gonna be the playing game, right?
We're gonna be in the playing game, but if we hit the 9 seed, I mean, we're gonna have to play 2 playing games.
Okay, right? So here's the thing. So say we like fall and like out of playoff contention, like 10 games under 500. What do you think starts to happen? I know you can't make any trades or anything. Do you think LeBron will just shut down for the season, rest of the season?
I think if that's the case, the fingers are going to come out so fast. People are going to be throwing the front office and players under the bus faster than we've ever seen, I think, in this situation, because nobody wants to be the scapegoat right now on this team or in the front office. I think if that's the case, I think you're going to see the players shut down. I think you're going to see just tons of finger pointing, and this is going to get really out of hand.
Hopefully they're still flirting with the playoff spot, which I think they will all second half of the season. But imagine like they're just out of it all of a sudden. Then LeBron will probably shut down. And then Westbrook's going to be like, dude, you guys tried to trade me during the year. He's going to be pissed.
Yep.
I don't know. It could get ugly, but let's just hope we get on a run. Hey, March 7th. You never know. You never know.
Like you said, you got to give Westbrook a little credit right now, dude. He's actually handling this like a man, dude.
He hasn't said any, like, he's just like, dude, I'm going to play basketball. He hasn't really said anything negative, right?
He hasn't. But, I mean, sometimes.
But how about don't shoot over the backboard? Don't shoot over the backboard. Then you won't get the shit. I don't know. It's going to be a. How do you think the second half will be, dude? We'll flirt with the playoffs, right? I think we'll get in.
I think we're going to get in a play-in game.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we'll get out of the play-in little tournament, the little mini four-team
tournament. Yeah, we're playing the Queens or the Pelicans or something.
I don't even know if we'll get into that. Right now, it's the way it's set up. I think it's Minnesota, Clippers, Lakers, and Portland.
Okay, the Queens aren't there. Okay.
Queens aren't there, but they're only like a few games behind.
Yeah, and then Pelicans, it's not like they're completely out of it. Watch Zion come back too.
What would you rather do right now? Would you rather just get embarrassed in the playoffs or just not make the playoffs at all?
Oh man. Well,
I mean, you got to make it, right? Because you'd rather make the playoffs.
I'd rather make it because if AD's back and you still got 3 stars, right? You never
give us a punch.
You never know.
Chip in a chair. Chance.
Through all this year, you never like you said, sports. It's craziest thing, you get in, all the stars are healthy, and you could go on a run. You never know.
Chip in the chair, dude. It's so weird to see that they're actually still like in the mix for the odds to win it all.
What are they like?
I mean, they're clearly not the favorites, but no. I think they're in the mix. They're in like the top 7 or 8, I think.
Are you? I mean, crazy with all this drama and all. It's pretty crazy, dude.
Give me the field. I'll take the field.
All right, what else we got to get? That's too much Laker talk for a under below 500 team, right? That's just too much.
Yeah, but there's just so much drama. This is a soap opera.
They are good for the podcast. It is good for the podcast because there's so much shit going on.
What's not good for the podcast? I'll tell you what's not good for the podcast is going on across the town.
I know.
The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking, MLB. The clock
latest
is ticking.
Latest report. If there's no deadline by Monday, it'll be a shortened season. And for the games canceled, the players won't get paid. So, dude, have you dived into this? I'm really not sure. What are they not agreeing on? It's so much shit that I...
It's like a dozen. It's honestly a number of things. I know there's a whole arbitration thing. That's one of the biggest things, the whole arbitration. I think they're even still arguing about, like, paying minor leaguers at this point, I think, I want to say. Like, and putting them in housing and crap like that is still on the table. The whole playoff thing, which we got to get into eventually, because that playoff thing, I'm
this is Are the players feeling. For it or against the playoff thing?
It sounds to me, from what I've been reading, and I could be reading, you know, The Onion or something, but it sounds to me like this playoff format is going to go through and that it's.
And what do you know? I didn't look into it. What is it?
Seven teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's picture NFL right now. Seven teams, number one seed, best overall record gets a bye. The next best record, the second best record that won a division gets to pick their opponent and gets three home games. The next best record gets to do the same. And then the last two teams that are left play each other. So if you have the second overall best record in your league, you get to pick your opponent.
That's almost
and
better.
You get three home games. But I mean, dude, what's the point of having all these seven teams?
Baseball is so different when it comes to that. I think because you know who the best teams are by then and you don't need to get all seven guys. And it sucks for the one seed to go by because you – any team could get beat. You know what I mean? Anyone.
Here's what I don't like about it. And as a baseball purist, what I don't like about it is I love like these seven game series, even the five,
which
games
we talked about.
I
last.
Love the you strategy like the five, of the pitching match.
Yeah.
I think they should all be seven. I think they should all be seven personally. I think play that NBA many games needs to be to five that many in games the first round
and do five game series is insane exactly. To play that game. Yeah,
exactly. I think if you're going to make it a seven team playoff, shorten the regular season.
Yeah, maybe this is a good thing.
Shave some games off the 162. And if you're going to increase the playoffs, shave some games off the 162.
The season's been way too long. Why haven't they shortened it? Because it's money, right? Just because the owners.
It's always money, dude. It's money. Yeah. But the other thing is that like what I don't like is I love the seven game series because of the strategy of the pitching matchups. So getting back to that real quick, you do a three game home. All home games for the team with the better record, it kind of takes that whole entire matchup advantage away. I want to see either a five or a seven game series.
Yep.
When NBA went to a seven game series for the opening round, most pointless thing ever for money. The first round does not need
that's
seven
pointless,
games.
Which
NBA.
We talked about that too. It's like that
used to be five. Seven games. Go yeah, back to five. It was five.
The ones playing
kid.
The eight, they have no chance. It's a sweep. Maybe the one they win one on the road. It's just pointless, right?
And don't forget, half the fucking teams are making the playoffs.
But what does
NBA.
It come down to?
Money,
they want more games. They want more games.
Same thing in the NFL. I mean, they added a 17th week. They added an extra playoff team.
How bad was that wild card round? It was worse. Horrible. I mean, we watch it because we're gambling. We love it more football always, but that was terrible. It's terrible.
That's why I do baseball. Shave off some of the 162. And then here's the other thing that I'm kind of annoyed on because, first off, I've never been a fan of the DH, and so they're trying to make it fair on both leagues now. And so they decide that
instead of universal rid DH, right?
of okay, the DH so, and the AL, they decided to just add it to the NL. Get rid of the DH, dude. Get rid of it. If you're a pitcher, dude, fucking swing.
No, I know. Yeah. Are you saying DH should be get rid of altogether?
I think they should get rid of all the DH.
Don't tell David Ortiz altogether. That, dude.
He would play a position. Play a position. You know, you shouldn't get rewarded just because you're like this big fat guy that can just swing a bat and hit a ball, and then you go sit on the bench for you only get out of the dugout three times a game.
Yeah,
you know? I want to see pitchers versus pitcher matchup.
True,
I want to see pitchers pitching
that.
To pitchers. I want to see pitchers who rake. I want to see pitchers who hit the long ball. And I want to see, you know what, if you're a pitcher and you throw at somebody, you still got to come up to plate, dude. You still got to bat too.
That's just as baseball fans like we are. I know it's gonna be it sucks without that, you know. But going forward, it is going to be nice to have a DH for Dodgers, dude, right?
I guess. Overall for baseball, I just think
overall for baseball is gonna be different. I know, but it's already locked in, right?
It is. It is. I'm gonna miss the days of Hershiser, getting a double, and somebody runs out his jacket to him. He puts his jacket on second base.
No, like, I agree with you on that. Yeah, I know.
Lay down a squeeze. Squeeze from the pitcher, like, dude.
I know. Then how about when they come up, they just give up three, and now you're up with in a big spot, two guys on, dude. Get some of the runs back you let up, dude. I know.
This is baseball just trying to tweak this thing, just trying to get more runs, trying to get more action.
Yeah, because they're probably third in professional leagues right now, right? As far as the most popular, obviously NFL, and then it goes. They're just trying to like stay relevant, right? They need more runs.
They're trying to stay relevant. I still don't think basketball. I could be wrong. I don't think basketball has passed Major League Baseball yet.
Daytona beat.
I was going to say, they say that car racing is on the rise.
I think the last lap, but
don't forget, like, as much as we praise the NFL, you have to think, actually, the king is still college football in this country.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Think about how many colleges there are.
Yeah.
How many Division I colleges there are, and how many sellouts there do you see every single weekend? I mean, there's more people going to a college football game than there are NFL every single week.
So, yeah. I mean, just the football always wins.
Of course, college and NFL. I mean, those are the king.
I don't know, man.
Tennis.
Actually, I was gonna say something. We're good. So what do you think's gonna happen? They're gonna make a deal this weekend, call Edgar. He said they're gonna make a deal. Too much money's on the line. What's Edgar saying?
We're going to bring him on. If that's who our guest is going to be. Our guest is going to be Edgar if this deal does not get done by next Monday.
We should be like, you told us it was going to get done. What happened?
You had inside scoop, dude. Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen at this point because it just sounds like the two sides are very still far apart.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
good,
right?
And this is how you get really shitty like players' contracts.
I know.
Like, this is how you get really crappy, like, CBAs and all that kind of stuff. Because you know what? They just try to sign a deal last minute, and there's a whole bunch of crap in it that now us fans have to live with.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully we get a deal, to cross our fingers up, right? We should be watching spring training right now, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Since we're on baseball, let's get a little Dodgers because we got to talk a little Dodgers. Not that much has happened. But Buster Olney says it's hot. There's likely that Freddie Freeman will not be signing with the Braves. So obviously, first come to mind, you go to the Yankees, the Dodgers. You're thinking of those teams that will pay for him. What do you think of Freddie Freeman on the Dodgers, man?
I would absolutely love it, especially now that we have the DH.
Dude, right?
Yeah, there's where it comes into play.
Because
we got too many first basemen though. At that point.
But Muncy's a great fielder out there. Not that Freddie Freeman's not a bad fielder, but dude, throw him on the DH every. Oh, did he fit in perfectly? Right.
I would be thrilled, and this is you know probably going to get us some hate. I would be thrilled to get Freddie Freeman if it means we could trade Bellinger. Like, can we do that? How would you feel about that?
I mean, he did just have the MVP, and then he was horrible in the regular season, but he did well in the playoffs. We could still get someone for him, right?
Who would you rather have, Bellinger or Freeman?
Well, Freeman, dude, hands down, right? Even though – how old is Freeman?
I don't care. I would take Freeman over Bellinger right now because you know what?
If there won't be no trade, right? Freeman's going to sign. Just get rid – I see what you mean. So we can pay him, yeah.
Because Bellinger still has one more year on his minimum contract, right?
Oh, okay.
We have to pay him at the end of this season.
Pay him, yeah.
I mean, let him walk. Send him packing right now, dude. We already have a center fielder.
Yep.
We've got a shortstop. We've got a second baseman now. We got a first baseman. We have a DH. We don't. If we got Freeman.
Yeah. I'm all in on Freeman. Hopefully,
I would love him.
Hopefully, Olney's right, and then, dude, what? I mean, go to the Yankees. Freeman's not a Yankees guy, right? Come to the Dodgers. But
it's so interesting that he wants to leave because I feel like he always talked about him wanting to stay at.
I know. Maybe it's just a forever. Bad. Sometimes you hear those reports, and then he'll sign with the Braves the next day. So who knows?
Even
I'm not getting my hopes
World
up.
Series,
I know. I'm not getting my hopes up, but it would be obviously it'd be awesome. We get Freeman. Jesus.
I would love it.
Yeah. What about with your boy Bauer? So your Bauer, he's not in trouble, so he's all good. What's the deal with that? Are we still paying him, or is he?
I don't believe so. No, I think that's
he's avoided. Off contract. It's done.
Yeah. The question is he going to play again? Is somebody going to pick him up?
Is he going to be a Dodger or no? It doesn't.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so because the minute it happened, too many Dodger players already came out and said that we don't want him back.
Before all the now it's not looking good on the I don't know.
I'd be interested to see if he gets on a team somewhere. I think he is lights out still.
He has a new pitch. Oh, for sure.
Oh, I did see that pitch. That pitch was kind of dirty. I was watching that. I think he's lights out good enough to be on a team right now. It's just, is anybody going to want to deal with his shenanigans? Or do you think this has mellowed him out? Do you think he's going to go somewhere now and he's just going to be like low profile, just let me pitch and go home and come back the next day to the field?
You'd hope so. Stop DMing freaking Pasadena chicks, bro.
Hey, she's from San Diego, right?
Dude, unbelievable.
Get that riffraff down there.
God.
And she had a history of this, too.
Oh, yeah. Tatis, dude, she's just making her way through the NL West.
Exactly.
Hopefully nothing of this happens. We're not clowning on a girl that actually got, we'll throw this out of the Instagram clips.
But I don't know. I'd like to see him play because I think he's good for the game. I think he's fucking
great for the game. You need a villain pitcher,
dude.
He's like
every team needs one.
He's like Wild Thing, dude. That's him, bro.
I love him. I hope he gets back in the league personally.
Dude, the sword?
Yep.
He said he's gonna bring it back all next year.
Don't forget the walk, bro.
The freaking McGregor one. Oh man. It sucks that he had to go full round with some chick or he would still be on. Well, here's the thing. We wouldn't have got Scherzer, but then we didn't win with Scherzer. So I guess I'd rather have Bauer at this point, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you 100% on that. I agree with you 100% on that. But you know what, though? Everything, I guess, happens for a reason. So
and I guess we did think we were going to win it. And Scherzer did do well. Well, not in the playoffs, though. What was that?
he said he was overworked, dude.
Overworked the guy.
Good luck in New York. Have fun on one of the most disorganized franchises. Dude,
as soon as the Mets fall under 500, they're gonna get so much. Yeah, good luck with the New York media. Good luck.
Yeah, same thing the Lakers are going through right now.
What else we got here, dude? So since you gave us a Waste Manager recap, I'll give you a Riviera recap.
Hey, I got there.
Dude, me and Slick, dude, we got there at 6:40 a.m. Do you know how Slick, he's got to get there early?
Got good parking, huh?
We parked in Santa Monica and took a shuttle, dude.
Oh, saw nice.
Followed like three groups, Brooks, Rory, Rom, all those guys. Dude, what was this? I didn't have your experience, though. Dude, $16 beers? What are we doing here? Waterbury open?
You didn't throw one of them, did you? Did you hope you... got every drop out of each one.
This is unbelievable. Freaking,
how do they sleep at night with prices like that?
How am I supposed to chip?
Jesus.
Anyway, so it was
Christ. You know what? It's the Genesis Open, right?
Genesis Open.
I would have boycotted, bro.
Tiger was there Thursday and Sunday. He was not there Friday.
Was he driving a Genesis again?
Exactly. I was like, is that the car that he was? There were so many Genesis parked there, but
great job, Genesis. Anyways, you almost killed Tiger.
So I saw, you know who I saw there? Bob Menery. That guy's the legend there. You know who that is?
Dude, everyone,
I was like, who is this guy? Then I finally, he was like everyone kept coming up to him. I was like, who is this guy? And then I looked it up. It was Bob Menery. That guy's a legend. He was with some babe. Yeah. And then who else did I see? Kepka's girl was walking around the course following him. He didn't make the cut. But I do have to say, you were at the Waste Management, but the weekend before, what's his name? Thigala, the kid who almost won.
Thigala,
you saw Thigala. Okay, so his parents, we met his parents on the course. Slick was talking to him.
He went to Pepperdine,
he's a local kid. And we took the same shuttle ride back with him. We were talking about the Waste Management. He said, dude, we're going to go to every event this year. Everyone's been so nice to us, blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, we got to get your son on the pod. So maybe, dude, we're a Thigala podcast now, dude.
Did you give him the business card?
Yeah, bro, dude. He said we'll see. He's got to talk to him. But dude, imagine we get Thigala on, dude. Pepperdine dude, kid.
People were going apeshit for him.
For him, right?
I felt bad that he didn't win. Yeah, at the Waste Management because he was there on a sponsor's exemption.
don't know, dude. I love the kid, dude. His family's awesome.
It was a great story. Imagine if he had won, dude. That would have been like one of the sports stories of the year if he had won that waste management.
So going forward, if he wins an event, I think we could get him on, dude. Where's the Gala podcast going forward, bro? No, Riviera is cool. I didn't have the experience that you did, but it was. These guys are insane. These guys are insane.
Dude. I know, they're so damn good. God, I'm playing a little golf this coming weekend here, and it's just like.
You shoot the course record.
I the course record for most lost balls. I think what do I have? I got one. I'm looking at it right now. I got them all lined up. I think I got two boxes. Was that 48 balls? Just in case. Nice. Playing a couple rounds this weekend, and it should be good. It should be okay. Yeah.
Congrats, but congrats to Neiman on going to wire. That was unbelievable. Jesus. Yeah. And then
it's a latent beast.
Did you know we're 44 days away from the Masters?
Ooh, dude, you gotta do your Masters voice.
Hello, friends. Right? Dude, we're 44 days away. Tiger probably won't play in it, but he hasn't ruled it out. Phil, who's canceled now. You seen all this?
Yeah. Bro, we're talking about that in golf.
He went for the most likable guy, so everyone hates him, dude.
I still love him. I'll never hate him.
Oh, yeah, I know. How about Rory's like, I hate to kick the man when he's down, but I think he's egotistical. This. I was like, damn, bro, you're still kicking him while he's down.
Rory, and that, let's dive into that little back and forth for a second. Yeah. Rory, I think, should have kept his mouth shut in that. I think Rory, his best move there was to just not say anything at all. Why go after Phil right there, dude? You don't need to start something with Phil now. And if Phil wants to go to Saudi Arabia, let Phil go to Saudi Arabia.
It doesn't look like anyone's going with him, right?
Anymore. Phil's got more money than half the tour together.
True. I think it was just kind of – Phil's comments were wrong. But I think the Saudi league is officially dead. We could call it dead. No one's going. Every player's
nobody's going. Yeah, it's done. But if Phil started off his comment bashing Saudi Arabia –
yeah, oh no, he did with the and whole then he
ended the comment of like, well, you know what? If I get to be a part of something that like changes the history of golf, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. And I think he thought people were gonna be more people were being on board with them, but then every golfer came out and said, oh, this is trash, I'm not joining them. So I think he was like, yeah, everyone's doing it. We're going streaking.
Yeah. Who's going streaking?
Yeah, and it was just him. He's like, oh shit. And now everyone's trying to.
Is KFC still open? Oh.
It is, but you can't cancel Phil, dude. I'm sure he messed up, but dude, it's like, dude, Phil's like, you need Phil. We needed him in the Masters. We need Phil back. You can't cancel.
And they've already tried to cancel Phil a number of times back before for gambling. Yeah. And talk about wanting to get out of California, and he's talking trash about the taxes here. This was a few years ago. I feel like Phil is one of those guys in the tour that he's like old enough and respected enough that he kind of can say whatever he want and get away with it.
Yeah, the meeting.
To a certain degree.
Was the meeting, though, was the meeting like the scene from Happy Gilmore? Was it Phil, Rory talking to Doug? Kick him off the tour,
Doug. Off the tour, Doug.
You think it was that? Because Rory's like, kick him off.
Yeah, could've but the that. Ratings.
Yeah, but the ratings, freaking Phil. We need Phil and Tiger.
we need more of is Phil and Chuck doing commentary on golf tournaments. That's what we need.
I'm saying, everyone, dude, how, dude, in the TNT, the matches, dude, everyone's like, dude, Phil's the man. And then now, freaking, 6 months later, everyone hates him. So
now
he'll be
fine. Phil to do commentary for a match that Rory's in. That's what I want.
There you go. He'll be like, yeah.
Take my money, pay-per-view.
But I'm sure golf is loving this right now, especially with Tiger not playing. They love everyone talking about him. So,
all right, over under odds. You think Tiger's going to play that Masters?
Oh, God.
Because I don't see it.
It doesn't sound like it, but he's such a competitor. Oh, man. It depends what the odds. You think it's right now? It's probably like minus 1,000, right, for him not to,
I don't see it. And to be honest, I hate to go a step further. I don't know the next time we'll see Tiger on a golf course is other than playing in a little pro-am with his son.
Yeah, the way they described his foot was pretty screwed up, right?
I don't know, man. It's sad.
It is sad. But we got Thigala now, so we're back.
We're back.
anything else? Can you give us an Olympic update? You stopped watching, dude. I don't know what happens. You got to tell me.
I got a little busy. I stopped watching. The biggest story of the Olympics so far has been the Russian skater controversy. Do a little quick 60-second Olympic update. 14-year-old taking a heart medication. Here's the one thing that I'm gonna say though. I've seen a lot of hate on social media saying like, oh, it's racism. Why is the white Russian girl being allowed to stay in the Olympics when our sprinter who was black was taking weed and she got kicked out of this before the Summer Olympics?
I did not see that, but this is where we come in this world, which is crazy. Everything's about race.
That's the thing. The people are making about it race, but just FYI, 100% completely different situations.
Yeah.
The IOC did not kick our sprinter out. The United States Olympics chose not to take her. I know. Completely different situation. But that's FYI.
Anything that happens, it's dude, someone's got to bring up race.
Exactly. So, but this girl didn't end up winning anyway in the end. So everybody's happy now. But USA did not do good. They underperformed. Fifth in the
standings, right?
Underperformed in the medal count. Some of our big hitters, Michaela Schifrin, who's, probably one of the best skiers in the entire world.
She lost?
She was in five events. Three of them she did not finish because she missed a gate.
Jesus, dude.
She had three
Sean Wai didn't win, but we didn't expect him to win, right?
He was not the favorite, but
so the main thing come out of this, the girl, the Filipino girl, is unbelievable, right? She won. She was a favorite and she won, right? The snowboarder. What's her name?
Oh, Chloe Kim.
Yeah, Chloe Kim. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The problem with this Olympics, dude, and we're not a politics podcast, but the problem with this Olympics was just too much drama. There was too much politics involved with this Olympics. Being in China. Everything that's going on in China, there was a couple athletes that were completely 100% full American born that chose to represent China because of ancestry, and they're getting hated on social media. So it's actually been a very, very kind of ugly.
Yeah, I think it had to be the lowest ratings, right?
NBC actually doesn't even want to reveal the ratings because they said it was kind of a bloodbath for them. But that's not NBC's fault, though. That's not NBC's fault. It's not NBC's
fault. I just think people are,
if the Olympics are here in the United States and NBC's doing it, it's the viewing's off the charts. You know what I mean? It's not NBC's fault that they got stuck with the rights to the Olympics that's in a communist country that not a lot of people like right now. It's not their fault.
So I think overall, it wasn't a great Olympics, right?
Was not a good Olympics. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We got Paris coming up. We got Milan, Italy, and coming up. So Italy's the next winter, and I believe it's Paris is the next summer.
All right. LA will be here, 2026 or 2028?
Yeah, I think we're 6 years away.
All right. Speaking of, what do you think of the Juwan Howard thing, man? I mean, everyone's making a big deal of it. It happened on Sunday when no football is on. So everyone's just going to – that's like the talk. You know, besides the All-Star game, what else are you going to talk about when there's no football on? I think he squeezed them, but I don't think it was a punch. But you still – as a coach, I don't know.
It looked half open fist, maybe just
true. So he was pissed. Obviously, he was pissed because they were down 15. And then the guy called a timeout. But stop pressing. They're pressing, full court pressing. So the Wisconsin guy called the timeout, which I don't agree on. I don't agree on both. I don't know. And then, so he was going to walk by him without a handshake. And then the guy was like, dude, you know what I mean? What do you think? What are your thoughts on that? You can't hit a guy, right?
Just can't hit a guy. You can't hit a guy. Like, kill the guy. You can't hit a guy.
Yeah.
Like, my whole thing is that I think they were very, very weak on the punishment. I love how they're saying,
rest of the season, but if they make the tournament, he can coach.
You know how many games he has left in the regular season? Five. Just say he's suspended for five games. Don't, try to make it sound like, he's suspended for the rest of the regular season. Like it's baseball and he still has 150 games left. See, at that point,
you're not shooting him for being fired or anything, right? I'm not towards that either. I'm just like, if you're going to, don't suspend him at all at this point. Just give him a fine. Do five games left. Just let him coach out the year then, right?
That's the thing. In my opinion, I think he should have been suspended for the rest of the season, no matter how far they
tournament
go.
Or not. Oh yeah,
yeah.
And then Deadspin's gonna deadspin. I don't know if he's still. I just saw it on Twitter, and everyone clowned on him. They said, "Why did the white coach not get suspended and the black coach?" It's like, dude, everything go back to race and everything, bro. I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing
again? But I mean, the thing with Juwan Howard, though, it's like
he's always had this.
I was gonna say, dude, he was part of the Fab Five. Look at anybody that's come out of the Fab Five, dude. They're not role model citizens. I hate to say it. Sorry, Jalen Rose. Sorry, Chris Webber. Like, you guys changed the face of basketball, you know, for better or for worse. It can be argued, but like, it's just, dude, you can't be like hitting
on the coach just because you're down and especially you're getting paid that much. You can't hit some assistant for, dude, you got to keep your composure.
To me, it honestly looks like, you know what, you're like a very sore loser. I don't care what the other guy did, call a timeout whatsoever. You know what? I don't know. I think it's just a bad look. And I think the NCAA messed this one up. I think he should have been done for the rest of the season, minimum, rest of the season completely. No playoffs, or either that, or I don't know. Hit them scholarship money.
I guess something. Let's just say you can't hit it because you can't hit a guy. So
don't hit a guy. I mean, it's that easy.
Brick kill the guy. Don't hit a guy.
And Michigan's down this year. This isn't the same Michigan that's been in the past couple of years. So I think he's just frustrated because Michigan is not that good this year.
They were supposed to be. Weren't 2 years ago they had the Final Four?
They were in the championship game.
Anyone coach of the year too? Right.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
They were in the championship game 2 years ago, I believe it was 2 years ago. And this year they're middle of the pack. I don't even know if they're above 500.
Yeah, now without the coach, who knows if they'll make it. I don't know, man. Anything else that we didn't touch on? Hopefully we're hoping for a good second half of the Lakers, but man, here's the thing. I think we'll be over 500 when it hits the March 7th. Right?
Are you calling it? All right.
Let's do it.
Is that a prediction? Is that a bold prediction?
Or shit
Glass's with the fan. Bold predictions?
Or shit with the fan and we're in big trouble. That's when LeBron's like, shut me down for the season. Westbrook's like, Westbrook actually will just start getting triple doubles. So keep Greg in that. Yeah. I don't know.
Turnovers or triple doubles. One of the two. He's getting one of the two. So what are they right now? They're four back of 500.
You're saying at home, but we're playing some good teams, I know, but
I say no. I say they're still under 500 after that home stretch.
All right. Well, hopefully you're wrong. I'm right. I'm better looking. Since we've been quoting Happy Gilmore all the whole podcast, we might as well.
You're smart. I'm stoned.
Oh, man. Anything else we miss? Hopefully they reach a deal this weekend. Hopefully Lakers
beat.
Who they play Friday? They play the Clippers? Better win.
Yeah, it's Clippers right out of the gate.
Like I said, if Olo Candy's out there and Cayman, they could still beat us. Who's the other guy? Quentin Richardson. Remember those guys?
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course I remember those guys, man.
Yeah, those guys were legends.
Hey, you know what, Clippers? While you're here, just take DeAndre back with you.
Oh, yeah, dude. DeAndre.
DeAndre, go to the wrong locker room.
Yeah, just stay with the Clippers. We don't need him anymore. And is Kendrick Nunn ever going to play? Unbelievable.
At this point, does it matter?
It does not
save
matter.
It. Shut save him down. Save him. It.
Save him, dude.
Save his legs. Save him for the playoffs.
Yeah, it's true. Seriously. And Ariza, man, I can't believe. Oh, man, if we rewind this to episode 30, we were relying on Ariza at one point. Can you believe that? That's something.
Again,
that, yeah.
Do you remember Carmelo in the beginning of the season?
Yeah, we're like, dude, I don't know. I haven't heard his – I don't think he's done – he's been hurt, but
– Yes, but
– Which we knew was going to happen. When you're old, you get hurt. You get the hammy. Crazy.
FYI, but, Palinka, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Palinka. Way to go. All right, man, next episode's 60. I think we'll have to get a guest, right?
Big 60. Ooh.
We're getting 6-0. A guest, someone. Maybe Gerald. It's been a while since Gerald. But, NFL season's over, so I don't know.
Yeah. We'll dig deep. We'll see. Well, by then, we'll see what the Lakers have done.
Is Stafford canceled? Or is he good? The girl who broke her spine's canceled. That's another world
she's
we live
canceled.
In. So you broke your spine, and then you have to go 10 years. And then, you know what? She's canceled.
She's canceled.
Yeah, unbelievable.
F your camera and your spine.
Crazy.
God, killer.
All right, man. We'll talk.
All right, man.
All right, later.